friend. Welcome to our third episode of From Crisis to Stability. This is Dr. Eleanor Kwe. I am a licensed physician in the state of Michigan and the 100 Families Initiative Coordinator. I am also one of the family advocates. And today I want to share why the 100 Families Initiative is needed in our community. Now, friend, this episode is close to my heart because the work we are doing did not begin as a program. It began with people. As a licensed physician, I have provided medical care to thousands of people. They came to my clinic sitting across from me in an exam room, hurting, overwhelmed, and sometimes they felt unseen. People who came in asking for help with anxiety, depression, chronic pain, but what they were really carrying was housing and stability. They need help with food and security, trauma, unemployment, and fear. I realized something as a physician, that I could prescribe medication when needed, and I did a lot of it. I could listen, and I listened to stories after stories. And sometimes I was able to say a prayer, but I could not treat poverty with a prescription pad. And yet, poverty was shaping every health outcome I was seeing. Over and over, friends, I watched families fall through the cracks. Not because they did not want help, but because help was fragmented, confusing, and sometimes was not accessible when they needed the most. That's when I knew. We didn't need another program working in isolation. We needed a community response. The 100 Families Initiative was born out of conviction that when organizations work together, and when we walk alongside families instead of labeling them, and when we address the root causes of crisis, yes, stability is possible. If you have ever wondered why we do this work the way we do, why relationships matter, why collaboration matters, why dignity matters, this episode is for you. Because behind every statistic is a family. And behind this initiative is a simple belief that crisis does not have to be the end of the story. Many of you already know that I am a licensed physician in the state of Michigan. I study medicine in France, and my husband and I, Simon and I, we came to the U.S. more than 3 decades ago. So we came full of hope, purpose, and a deep sense of calling. And for years, I worked in hospital systems, always in Michigan. I learned a great deal. I care for many patients, but over time, I began to feel constrained by system that often didn't leave room for the kind of care I believe people truly needed. So in 2009, I made a very difficult decision. At the time, I was working as an urgent care physician in one of the major hospitals in town. I resigned from the hospital where I was working, and I opened my own clinic on the south side of Lansing. I opened a clinic in a very poor, underserved community. So I am an independent physician. I wanted to serve people who too often fall through the cracks, those with limited access to healthcare, people on Medicaid, struggling with mental health, and fighting every day to recover from drug addiction. My clinic became a very busy place. Some days were too long. Some days were exhausting. But I loved the work I was doing. I woke up every morning excited because I knew I was making a difference in the lives of my community. I knew they trusted me. From 2009 until 2025, I provided more than 50,000 medical visits and I served more than 10,000 individuals. These were not just numbers. These were stories after stories of lives and families being transformed. But as much as I love caring for my patients, I began to realize something painful: that medical care alone was not enough. I could stabilize someone with a mental health. Yes, I could prescribe to them medication, but then only to watch them lose housing. I could help someone get sober, but only to see them return to the emergency room because they did not have a support system. I could treat symptoms, but I could not heal the conditions that were keeping people in crisis. And that realization stayed with me. It challenged me. And ultimately, it changed the direction of my calling. Find what I saw was broken. I remember one of the patients coming to my clinic, and he was struggling with mental health, recovering from drug addiction. So myself and the staff, we provided medical care. I did a physical exam. So I sent to the pharmacy his prescription of medication. But on his way out, he shared with me something that broke my heart. He said, "Dr. Kwe, I am homeless. I am in crisis. I don't have food." So I did what, as provider, we are trained to do. I called 211. I got a list of referral, different agencies. I gave him phone numbers. I encouraged him to call to get an assessment and make sure that his needs were met. Because I knew that prescription, taking care of his mental health, was not enough. But what I saw was week after week, the same patients came back with the same story, like nothing had changed. So that's when I asked myself the hard question: is it because they are not trying? Or is it because the system was not designed for people in crisis? So then what I discovered, friend, is the system, our system, expects people in crisis to function as if they were stable. We expect them to make phone calls when they don't even have a phone. We expect them to keep appointments when they are struggling with transportation. We expect them to navigate complex systems alone when they don't have a support system. So instead of continuing to hand out flyers after flyers, I decided to do something different. So I began going to those agencies. I want to understand how the system works. I wanted to understand how I can better help my patient overcome barriers. That decision became the foundation of 100 Families Initiative. Now, I am the 100 Families Initiative coordinator, and my role is not to replace agencies, but to connect them so we can have some collaboration. If we are going to see families move from crisis to stability, it's time for us as agencies to work together. And recently, I met the leaders from Child Protective Services, the prevention team, and I was impressed. I was impressed by the work they are doing, the resources they are offering, and how they are able to serve the families in our community. That kind of commitment was exactly what we need in our community, and that kind of understanding changes everything. Another issue I saw clearly was that agencies were working in silos. In some cases, unfortunately, the left hand did not know what the right hand was doing. And this led to duplication of services, frustrations, and at the end, families falling through the cracks. But through our platform that we call Hope Hub, agencies are able to connect, to collaborate, to see what other agencies are doing so we can avoid duplication and frustration. But maybe the most important thing I saw as a physician was this. People don't trust systems, but they trust relationships. I remember one of my patients, I'm going to call him John. John has several physical diagnoses and he was taking multiple medications. He was coming to the clinic to see me on a regular basis. And John was unfortunately diagnosed with a severe condition. He was diagnosed with cancer. So he came to see me with all the paperwork. I sat down, I went through all that was written and all that he needed. But John asked me the question. He said, Dr. Kwe, I need your help. He needed my help to navigate system so he can do all that he was asked to do and receive the treatment that was needed. John trusted me. And that moment captures the heart of what a family advocate does. They walk alongside families, they build trust, and they stay with the family until the family moves from crisis to stability onto thriving. In conclusion, I want to leave you with this. The 100 Families Initiative is a grassroots movement rooted in relationship, collaboration among agencies, and dignity. It's about families being seen, agencies able to work together, and community choosing to walk alongside of families until they are moved from crisis to stability. Now, if you are not part of the 100 Families Initiative, friends, I want to invite you, whether you are an agency, a church, or just someone who cares, I would love to connect with you. Because families in our community, they don't need more flyers, but they need people like you and I who care and who are willing to walk alongside of them. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for being part of this journey of moving families from crisis into stability. Again, my name is Dr. Eleanor Quay, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at our next Alliance meeting.